Bob, we got a question right for you. You alluded to it a few minutes ago. Tell us about what many call the perfect picture. Go back and tell about the day you captured Roxy. How did that come about? And how did you know you had the picture? Because this was in an era this was not the digital era. This was with negatives.
Yeah, the old negative, there wasn't much you could do about it. Whatever the picture was, that's what you had. Well, we had some Japanese buyers from the Bostad that wanted to look at Roxy. And so we had her all bagged up and cleaned up and washed and clipped and looking as good as we could make her look. And they got done about 3 o'clock with their tour. And I thought the cow was looking particularly good. And I suggested to my son that we try to make a picture of her. And he said, "Are you nuts? There's nobody here. It's just you and me and Mom." That's not enough to make pictures. But Roxy was a very docile cow. And setting her up was never a problem, but getting her attention was a whale of a problem. She had seen everything, seen it twice. She wouldn't look at that. So my wife is, if she was here, I'd say the same thing. She's useless at getting attention. Now, I put a baby calf in the back of the trunk and parked the car in the appropriate place for the attention and told her, "Now, when I get ready, you open the trunk." So my son held a cow and I set her up, and it was windy, was blowing the tail, so I had to put a string on the tail, and I found a little twig and stuck it in the ground and tied the string to that twig. I got it pretty well set up, and the sun was quite bright and it was putting a pretty good shadow under her. And we used to use what we call a slave unit. It's a light that if you put it in front of your camera, when the camera light goes off, it'll set that light off. And I put that up pretty close, shining under the cow, so we took that shadow off her udder and her veins. So we had everything all set and opened the trunk, and the calf jumped up and the cow did jump up like that. And I took one picture, and of course that light always scares them, that slave light. She was gone. And I said, "Put her away, that's the one I wanted." And Kay said, "Are you sure you're only going to take one picture?" I said, "I won't get a better one."
Thank you, Bob.